This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, I'm speaking to her at her home in Moravian Falls, North Carolina, is Anna Roundtree. And most people have not heard of her, but she's had hundreds of visitations to heaven, and God instructed her to write it in a book. And although they haven't met her, her books are getting around, literally around the world. What they do is they increase your hunger to know God intimately. Increase your hunger to not miss what God has for you in this life. And one of the things, Anna, that kind of, overwhelms me is with all of your visitations to heaven and with being a writer, which you are, and God's used your gift for his purposes, I'm just amazed that you don't have your pen and pencil and are asking thousands of questions. Instead, you say, you don't want to ask them any question. You just want to be with them. What is it like to be with the Lord?
Oh, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. And to be with the Father also. It is, such pure love. It's very healing love.
Had you ever experienced that type of love this side of heaven?
Oh, absolutely not. No, nothing like it. Believe me. And truly, we come from a background that didn't believe that you could know the Father. It says he lives in an unapproachable light. And he certainly does live in unapproachable light. But I believe that not knowing him had to do with his faith. I believe the Jewish people understood that. You cannot see my face. Seeing the face is really knowing more about the person. But you certainly can, because many people in the Bible saw the Father on the throne, saw his hands, his feet, his the clothing. So other people have seen these parts of him, but not his face.
Now, is there a difference in the love that you actually, from a feeling viewpoint or experiential viewpoint, that you feel when you're with God the Father versus God the Son?
Well, in a way, no, but in a way, yes, because he is the Son and he is our eternal husband. We are betrothed to him now. And it is possible that we can also go into a formal betrothal with him. And the Father is very fatherly, you see, and he acts like a father and reacts like a father. And the Son acts and talks in a different way. They have different personalities. But as far as the essence, no, because the Lord emptied himself, it says, in order to receive everything from the Father and let that pass through him to others. So his expression is only what the Father shows him, only what the Father gives him to give, does he give. He laid that down before the foundation of the world, in order that love of the Father and all that the Father had might pass through him.
I've got a question. In your teaching on the betrothal, which is very, very important.
Yes.
You actually talk about things that are in a traditional Jewish betrothal, not the wedding, but the betrothal itself, like a talit, and you talk about what's known as the chuppah in the wedding. And did you see these things in heaven before you found out they were part of traditional Judaism?
Oh, goodness, yes. Yes.
Did you actually see a talit, a prayer shawl in heaven, and the chuppah?
Yes. Well, the father made that canopy over us with his hands. So he was the canopy. And it was the joining of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit at the same time in this deeper commitment. So the three were there as three and one and three were there during this period of time, right at the same place. And so, when this happened to me, Sid, it was the most extraordinary thing. And I only shared it with my husband because I had never heard of anything like this in my entire life. And, but it didn't make any difference. It was a very private thing that I put into my journals, you know?
Not realizing that the whole world would eventually be able to read it.
I had no idea that the Lord was going to say, after the first book, I want you to, you know, write this second book.
Anna, I'm going to get some people upset, and you don't want that.
Oh.
You've got to tell me about your first experience of going to heaven.
Oh, my first experience. Well,
that was with Albert.
Yes, he was sitting. We were praying. You mentioned Bob Jones, and Bob Jones had given us a year before a prophetic word. Now, we have known Bob Jones all these years, but he really doesn't prophesy to us. We're just friends of his, you know. But at this, right before we left Kansas City, he was at a dinner party, and he gave us a prophetic word that he didn't say when it was going to be. What he did is that he said that we were going to have a visitation and we would be in a cabin. And then he had a young person come over and kneel down right beside him and said, "Now you look at them and tell me when they'll have this visitation." And the person said, "I see two headlights kind of things." He said, "Yes, and what else?" He said, "I see it like a tree with lights on it." And he said, "So when will they have the visitation?" And of course, none of us, we were just as dense as we could be. And he said, "Hanukkah, the Feast of Lights." Well, he did not know that we had booked a cabin in Arkansas. And we were going to be in it at Hanukkah. But it didn't happen at that Hanukkah. It was the second Hanukkah, like the two lights or 2 years.
Well, you must have been very disappointed when it didn't happen.
Well, we were, you know, I mean, Sid, we were sitting in these straight back chairs facing the front door because we didn't know what a visitation looked like. I mean, we just didn't know. We just sat there during Hanukkah facing the door, and we, you know, we said, "Well, this is about the way it is with us. You know, we don't ever have anything unusual happen to us." And the next year we were, Albert was in Kansas City to teach for the pastors up there. And someone who was at that party said, "Are you ready for Hanukkah?" And we said, "Well, we didn't have a visitation." They said, "No, this Hanukkah, two lights. Remember the two lights?" And we were in a cabin in Texas then. and when Hanukkah rolled around, we were just sitting there praying. I must say we weren't in any great belief that anything was going to happen. We prayed like we prayed every day. And suddenly, as we were praying, I saw this angel standing before me. And the angel was standing in front of a very, very tall, light blue curtain from that had light behind it. And the angel said, come forward. And I got up in my spirit. I'd never done that before. I got up in my spirit and followed that angel. And the two other angels parted the curtain. And we walked through that curtain. And there was another curtain beyond that. And after we went through the first curtain, I began having a internal argument with myself. I said, this can't be a visitation. A visitation is when Jesus comes to see you, and this can't be a visitation. And the angel said, stop, putting up his hand like that, stop. And so I was arguing with myself, and I said, well, you know, even though this isn't what I think is a visitation, it's not something that I've done. I think I'm just going to go on and do it, you know. And the angel said, come forward, because he read my thoughts, you see. The next set of curtains were parted, and I walked through that, and greater light was behind that. And then the third set opened, and there was nothing but blazing white light. And I knew, though I saw nothing that first time, that I was in the presence of God the Father. And a voice came from all that light, and he said, what would you have? Well, I didn't know what to do but to continue praying what we had been praying every single day, he said. I mean, that's what we were praying every day. And let me tell you, we haven't prayed that since. Because I would pray a few things, and he would say, done, proceed. And I would just go on and pray those other things, and he'd say, done. And I thought, my word, I am standing before someone who can say they can actually do what I am asking here. But I wasn't, like, proclaiming it. I was simply talking to my Father. Well, I'd really like this, you know.
Well, when he said done, were they actually done?
What it meant was that in the spiritual realm, it is done. He is bringing it about, you know. Hmm. He is, you know, bringing these things about. Because
could you give me an example of one thing?
Well, we asked for more of the gifts of the Spirit, you know. There's one thing. He's bringing that about. We wanted more of Christ. And that's not done in a day, you know.
Oop, we're out of time. Mishpocha, you really need her book, The Heavens Opened. It'll provoke you to want to visit heaven yourself. We're asking $16 postage paid. The Heavens Opened. Call her right today.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.